Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Opulent Network Radio on WOPN 1011, Atlanta, Georgia. Each one, teach one, love one. Helping others help themselves.
All right, Opulent Network Radio right here on Blog Talk Radio. It is live right here at 9 o'clock. The number is 657-383-1603. Opulent Network's topic tonight is be bold and stay encouraged. Be bold and stay encouraged. We learned about that early in the week, being bold and stay encouraged. I am welcoming everyone to Opulent Network Radio every Wednesday at 9 p.m., 657-383-1603. I got to get used to that number. You can find us on Facebook or at Twitter at One Opulent Network Radio. You can email us also at info@oneopulentnetwork.com. We appreciate the love. We appreciate you all for calling in. And just being a part of the community is what's important. You know, when your past tries to dominate your thoughts, let your dreams ignite your day. And change your mindset, and you always change your soul. Changing your soul is what's important, because the power of the tongue is what controls your demeanor. It controls your actions. Remember, P-A-P-P-A, powerful, powerful, and positive. Positive attitudes produces positive actions, or positive actions produces positive attitudes. Either one, you can flip it the way you want to. Remind you that positive attitudes produces positive actions. And you know, challenge yourself. Don't be afraid to do what is necessary to make that fulfillment in life. Set your positive goals. Learn to appreciate yourself. Remember, you must invest in yourself in order to make things happen. Give yourself 30 days on whatever goal you want to do, achieve. But remember to put God first. God is first. God is your creator. God is the one who has you breathing. Even though things happen, it's because of your creator that you are breathing. It's not because of anybody else. Not because of your mom and daddy. It's because of God. And make sure that you reach out to your friends. Text your friends and your family and tell them, hey, I love you. How are you? What's going on in your life? It's just all about that connecting, sharing the good news, and in an excellent way to use your powers to excel. Uplift your loved ones. We're not going to stay on too long tonight because it's been a long day. And we're just here to, and you know, give you some motivation, give you some inspiration, and to uplift your spirit, your heart, your soul, your mind. So we're not going to be on long. We're just going to do what we got to do and do whom and what we have to do. That's basically the bottom line. That's Opulent Network. We're here to push, and give you a dollar cent on some ambition. All right? For some reason, my language is not coming out, but guess what? It's okay, because God speaks through me, excuse me, and we have to continue to think about we are people, and no matter where we stand, we need to get ourselves in order for the future, because each day we borrow God's grace. Yes, one day at a time is truly what we live, you know, in each situation is still involved. So we are living today, present times, and what does that mean? What does that mean? Well, what time is it? What time is it? It's 9:04. It's time to get prayed in at 9:05, and we're going to bring on the one and only side partner of mine for life. He is the brother of all brothers, humble as he can be, he's going to pray us in. Because, you know, it's just about, it is what it is. You know, it is. It's the future. We got to change up. We got to change up and change out in order for our lives to be complete. With that being said, if he is still on the line, Brother G, are you still in the house? We were there. Present times. We are living in today. We have to fight for our future, for tomorrow. It's not promised to us, people. It really isn't. It's really not promised to us. So we're going to take a little commercial, and let's get Brother G to pray for us. Let's check out the little commercial.
You're listening to Opulent Network Radio on WOPN 1011, Atlanta, Georgia. Each one, teach one, love one. Helping others help themselves.
Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to gather here again tonight in good health and healthy attitude. We pray, Lord, for your blessings. We thank you for keeping us and for motivating us to take that extra step and to keep on going. We are thankful for your continued progress in our growth, and that we may continue to keep on doing the things that we do to continue on the path to righteousness. We want to pray, Lord, for those who are with us and for those who wish they could be. And no matter if they are tied up in business or they're down and out, we want them to be encouraged. We want to keep on encouraging each other, and we want to continue to do your will. We thank you for all of your blessings. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. It was gracious with that gracious prayer. I appreciate it so much. We might have another great speaker in the house, but if we'll see if I can get him on the line to just enlighten us with the new coming up information on the Kids Fest. We have a Kids Fest in College Park at the GICC, the Georgia International Congress Center. That's going to be September the 29th from 3 to 6 p.m. So you have to get there and get it in. They've got a lot of neat stuff out there. Beaver's Balloons is going to be there. Infinitely Deep is going to be there displaying their robots. It's going to be a fantastic, fun event for the family. And we encourage all to come out. I don't think there's a cover charge. I think it's free for all. So we need to go and check it out. It's for the community, unity in the community. Always and forever. So let's go back to what we were talking about. Preparing for our future, you know, when we prepare our future, do we look for this day to retire? We look for our IRAs. We look for investments. We look for stocks and bonds. Or do you have money stored in the house or in the mattress or in a safe deposit box? Being bold and staying encouraged. You must be bold about whatever you do, whatever your religion is, whoever your husband is, whether you're in a heterosexual or a homosexual or ever, I don't encourage, I'm just putting it out there. Whatever you're in, you have to be bold about it. You know, don't be afraid. Step up to the line and show your worth. You have to invest in yourself. Remember, it means that you appreciate life. You appreciate breathing. You appreciate getting up and going to work. You appreciate being able to kiss and love your family. You all the things that you get to do. But you have to be bold about it. You have to stick a stand. And you must take a stand for your God, your Creator, because He is the one allowing you to wake up. Wake up and smell the coffee. Wake up and smell the roses. All these different things. Be bold in everything you do. And I'm not talking about the negative bold. I'm not saying bodacious, okay? Let's clarify this bold. We need to get a definition of bold in order for us to know what I'm speaking on when I say bold. The definition of bold, when you hear the word bold, it enhances a word. It's showing the ability to take risks. It's showing the confidence and the courageousness. It's meaning for you to be daring, brave, and fearless and dauntless and a daredevil. And having a strong, vivid appearance is bold. You want to be bright and eye-catching and prominent and impact. So when I say bold, I'm not saying loud mouth. I'm not saying obnoxious. That's not being bold. That's being ignorant. So we got two types of bold going on. So the bold that we're speaking of is jumping out there on faith and doing what you need to do. And I've done that. And I just did it. And I am so glad that I did it. And I'm going to continue to do it as long as I believe in my Creator that will continue the process. The word bold is initially italicized in your writing. So that means it's emphasized. That means it just stands out. So you got the future to be bold. You have time to make a stand on what you want to do of investing in your life. And we're going to talk about the bold, then we're going to talk about staying encouraged. See, without the bold and without staying encouraged, they come hand in hand. They work together. Because in order for you to be bold and to jump out there on faith, you have to be encouraged. And you have to have some kind of inspiration, some kind of motivation, some kind of uplift that continues the process of you being bold, of you stepping out there on faith and believing that whatever you're doing is going to happen. It's going to happen in your favor, and it's going to happen when it's time to happen. It's not going to happen overnight. So let's don't say that. You know, we have to act on today. We learn from our past, our all of our ups and our downs and our goods and our bads. We learn from all of that, and we trust that with our faith and that little bit of mustard seed, that what we're doing, if we're starting, let me just give you an example. We're starting a business, and, you know, we really don't have the money to start a business, but we really have faith in our product. We really believe in it. We really believe that it will help someone's well-being. And then we go and we take our last, when I say our last $100, let's just say the last $100, and we invest. You're taking a bold move, and you must stay encouraged that this last $100 is going to make a whole bunch of dollars. You want to make $1 million. Whatever your goal is set for, whatever your goal is, I'm not going to say your budget, because your budget was $100. That's all you had. And from there, you got to work around that. So you got to make everything work from that $100 and what you invested in, your time, your energy, your mind, your spirit. You must stay encouraged, and by staying encouraged, you have to have some kind of meditation, dedication, motivation, and inspiration to be encouraged. You have to continue to be uplifted in order to continue this process of your what your boldness is. And like I said, I'm not talking about being a loud mouth. I'm talking about being stepping out there on faith with a bold move, with a really bold move. So let's go to tell you about the Opulent Network's Team Progress Picnic, which is October the 20th at Creel Park, same time, 12 noon to 4 p.m. Creel Park is 2775 Creel Road, and it's College Park, Georgia. They will be having performances, different free giveaways, gifts. It's going to be a family fun, food. Come out and join them for a great day. This will be our seventh year doing the Team Progress Picnic, and we appreciate if you come out and bring what you can. We appreciate that. You can also find us on Facebook at One Opulent Network Radio, One Opulent Network, and we're on Twitter as well. We're not on Instagram, but we're working towards that way. And you can also chat with us, purechat.me /1, O-N-E, /1. Give us a call, text us, 470-798-0941. And again, make sure that you bring some friends to listen in and share some valuable info with the world for that domino effect to take place. Make sure you stop, drop, and text someone that you're on the greatest unity in the community station in the nation, because we prove to excel in all areas because we are powerful reserve, opulent voices everywhere. Remember to call in at 9 p.m., 657-383-1603 every Wednesday night, making a life-changing choice for your family and your loved ones. Now back to being bold and courageous. We'll come right back after this intermission.
You're listening to Opulent Network Radio on WOPN 1011, Atlanta, Georgia. Each one, teach one, love one. Helping others help themselves.
And we are back, 657-383-1603. Go ahead and text somebody that number and tell them to join us online for being bold and staying encouraged. Wonderful, wonderful. So, you know, there's two rules for success when you want to jump out there on your faith. And the thing is, and I don't do it, is you never, never tell everything you know. If you tell everything you know, then everybody's going to be, but guess what? It's not enough money out there for everybody, but that's what they say. You never tell everybody everything, and you don't tell them your plan for great success. You just do it. You know, you guys haven't heard about my plans, but you can go to my website, check it out, www.drasballonz.com. But, yeah, you don't tell all your business. You're being bold. Now, that's being boldacious. So if you think about it, you were born with potential. You were born with goodness and trust. You were born with ideals and dreams. You were born with greatness. You were born with wings. You are not meant for crawling, so don't. You have wings. Learn to use them and fly. So be bold and stay encouraged. Listen to your inner self. When something tells you, oh, you know, I better not do that, guess what? The truth. Don't do it. Remember, patience, perceive, and positiveness all work together hand in hand. The power of the tongue. We need to keep that. And remember, always share the good news that you have. Share good news. I'm not saying not to share the bad news, but The better part of happiness is to wish to be what you are. Those are the things that we must strive on. And being bold is taking a stand for your life. And remember, I told you, you must invest in yourself in order for you to excel. Because the thing about it is, our strength grows out of our weakness. So once we find that weak link, we got to strengthen it. We got to wrap some tape around it, work it out, and make it stronger so that it will aid us in all ways. So, with that being said, you have to have the secret health of the body, mind, and the soul by being bold, by investing in yourself, by praying, by meditating, by having some type of motivational, inspirational dedication to your inner self. If you don't, guess what? You'll lose it. You have so much stuff built up in your mind, so much stuff that won't come out. You got to talk about it sometimes. You got to pray. You can just sit and pray about it. Pray in meditation. If you don't have that person to talk to, you can always talk to me. Always call me. Talk to me. You need to invest in yourself in the different things that really have to invest in what you want to do in life. Where do you want to continue in life? Where do you want to stop in life? Where is your lifeline? Encouraging and empowering through children, because children are our future. Successful people make money. It's not the people who make money that become successful, but the successful people attract money. They bring success to what they do. Failure is simply the opportunity to begin again. This time it's more intelligent. And victory belongs to the most persevering. So dream lofty dreams as you dream, so you shall become. Your vision is the promise of what you shall be one day. Your ideal is the prophecy of what you shall at the last unveil. All these are from great writers. And, you know, I just combine them all together because they're so encouraging. You need encouraging words. You need to finish the day and be done with it. What you didn't finish, guess what? Don't worry about it. Don't take it to sleep with you. Don't take it home with you. Leave it there. Be bold. Make that statement. Make that stand for your life. This is a stand for life. This is a stand for you to begin your new self. And you won't have a new self if you leave, keep letting that old one rejuvenate. Rejuvenate, rejuvenate. You know, beating a dead horse. Who does that? It's a lot of people who do that. And I am so way over beating a dead horse. So let's show the world that we can be bold and stay encouraged and keep habits of meditating and inspiring people and praying. Pray for your family. Pray for this world. Pray for the people that's running this world, because it's not official yet. It's not over with. It's not over with. It's time. Because we're in the last and the last of the last days. God forbid. So, with that being said, our time is up. We're only doing a 30-minute show. And I appreciate all of those who called in to listen in and accept our wonderful, wonderful information. Be patient, perceive, and prudent, and have positivity of your life. Take control of your life. Be bold. Stay encouraged. Keep on fighting for what you believe in. Take that stand and listen to your heart and your mind. It'll set you free. So once again, we appreciate you for calling in. We appreciate all that you've done in the past 7 years. We hope to see you October the 20th at Grill Park. Team Progress Picnic kicking off again with much fun, food, family. We need you. Kids STEM Fest, September 29th at the GICC. That's in College Park, the Georgia International Congress Center. Remember to be bold. Remember to love. Remember to share love. Remember, love is God. God is love. Push your thoughts and your inner feelings and thoughts to help yourself grow. Grow is what you want, the growth of life. And with that being said, we are going to pray out, and we'll talk with you guys another time. Until the next time, next week. Father, we come here asking you to bless this radio station, bless all the callers, bless those whose lines are open and did not want to speak, bless those who are scared to speak. Father, we want to thank you for giving us a voice to be heard. We want to thank you for 7 long years helping us help the community, staying in the community, staying positive, having all this goal and information. Father, we ask you for all these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to Opula Network. See you next Wednesday.
You're listening to Opula Network Radio on WOPN 1011, Atlanta, Georgia. Each one, teach one, love one. Helping others help themselves.